5. The dining room. What did Luchino Visconti eat in Ischia? Food in his cinema. If there is an immediate and sincere symbol in our world, it is food. Neorealist cinema understood this deeply, turning food into a narrative and metaphorical element capable of telling the story of a society. Luchino Visconti fully embraced this vision, weaving it into many of his films. The legendary Sicilian timballo of macaroni, prepared according to the original recipe in Il Gattopardo, evokes a form of aristocratic conviviality, sought after yet rarefied, already in decline. Family meals in Rocco e Suoi Fratelli portray instead the texture of a social class, its bonds, its fractures. But what did Visconti eat in Ischia? Here, the table was likely simpler. Dishes rooted in the island's land, rabbit, soups, wild herbs gathered from the fields, and the fresh catch of the day, mahi-mahi, in September and beyond. A Mediterranean cuisine shaped by sun, salt, and sea, yet deeply grounded in the earth, because Ischia, before anything else, is an island of land.